So it is hard to believe how quickly an hour goes by as we're sharing garden content, time with friends, learning about the community, how to get more out of your gardens this spring. This is where your garden space, we have microclimates. So your front yard's a little different than your backyard. Your east exposure is different than your north exposure. There's differences in your garden, in your neighborhood, in your community, and in the towns. And so if you've gardened other places, gardening here, at least in the mountains of Arizona, is completely different. And so the water's more alkaline, the sun is more intense, the wind is really windy, not just it's ferocious. That's dry, yet cool, yet super hot, yet so you got to learn your garden space. And where do you go for that? I have too many folks see a pretty plant. So this morning, I was sitting doing my my porcelain reading on my digital device. I won't say where, and they just invented a new glow-in-the-dark petunia. Okay, I haven't seen such a thing yet. It might just be, fake news. Probably is, but if it's something new in the marketplace, I'm going to see it at the show trials. We call them garden trials. I'm going to see them at trade shows. I'm going to talk to friends that are growing them because I hang out in that world. I don't know. I've not seen that yet. We just invented back in September of 23. That's a brand new plant. But if plants will glow in the dark, I will have them here at the garden center and I want to play with those. But I think it was just a fake news story. So many folks read something on their device or through their Instagram feed or TikTok feed and they go, I want one of these. And they show it on their phone and go, well, you can't have that. I don't sell that here. Well, fine. I'll order it online. Well, fine. Go right ahead and fail that way if you'd like. That doesn't grow here. That's why we don't sell it here. And so it's not going to thrive. We want plants that actually can take our environment and just thrive and grow and do you proud, not be a struggle. And I'm always feeling like I'm inadequate as a gardener because this plant just will not take off. And so you need in a dry climate, what you'll find is you read the national tag on how big a pine tree or fruit tree or flower grows, or you've grown geraniums there and you try to grow them here. What you'll find is because of the altitude and the dryness and the intensity of the sun and the alkalinity, that plants are about 20-25% smaller than you're used to in other parts of the country. So your Austrian pines or Oregon green pines or Deodar cedars from California grew so much faster, bigger, stronger. But here they're about 20% smaller. The leaves will be a little smaller. It'll be noticeable. And so now how do you get information on this? I want a shrub that gets hip high, but if that's how I grew it in Ohio, and now I grow it here and it's only 2.5 feet, not 3 feet tall. What happened? Well, you need research. Find local resources, not Google. Google will tell you the national stuff, or AI will just tell you the, ChatGPT will tell you the national stuff, but here you want the local stuff. Plant, top10plants.com. That's local sources. Top the number 10plants.com. Those are our plants. You want to see what's new in stock this week? That's our website. But the signage we put together for that, the descriptions are ours. This is how big it grows here. This is what you can expect from here. Our signage at the garden center, those signs are not just print whatever's on Google. These are how we find them growing in your neighborhood, how they're going to perform here. So local resources are better for you. And then this weekend, next weekend, I guess, April 13th, come see Tag for Life. Ken Feld and the group there. Get your own free Tag for Life medical ID. They'll be here all week, all Saturday next week. Throughout the week, Lisa and I camp out here at Waters Garden Center. Love talking to fans of the show.